It's the best variety of independent music you'll ever hear, and the best of the year. Celebrate with DJ Daniel. Your votes determine who made the list and the coveted title of Independent Countdown Artist of the Year. Don't miss the Independent Corner Year-End Top 20 Countdown this Saturday, 7 Eastern, on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Back at it again with part one of two of a very special show. Metal Dad, what the hell are we doing here?
What the hell are you doing here? Welcome back, Candyman. It's Metal Dad Radio. I'm your host, Metal Dad. And that, sitting in the co-pilot seat for the first time in quite a few months, the Candyman, back from school. How is school, by the way?
It's good. Every now and again, I see some kid in like an I Hate God shirt, and I'm like, man, I wish I was back here in this seat that I'm in right now, you know?
Awesome. So no, this is our top 20 countdown that I've been prepping and warning you all about for months now, where we are counting down our top 20 metal albums of 2024. This episode will be numbers 20 through 11, and you just heard our number 20 album. We did, that was not Iron Maiden, by the way, in case you didn't figure that out. A band out of Norway called Aptorian Demon, who put out a record called Livtar Slut, which I just looked it up on Google Translate, means life ends in Norwegian, according to Google Translator. I really dug this record this year. This was sort of a late entry to the game for me, just released on November 15th. So there may be a little recency bias here. I've been listening to it quite a bit over the last month or so. But this album reminded me a lot of one of my all-time favorite black metal bands, Bethlehem. And I said that to you when I sent it to you, right?
You did, and that was what kind of tipped me off. I like to play our little guessing game. I try and guess your top 20, and as soon as I saw that link pop up and it said, it's like old school Bethlehem, I was like, this is a top 20 record for him.
I can be predictable sometimes. So yeah, so the Candyman likes to play along. He does not know, people, what my top 20 is. He likes to try and guess based off of albums I have shared with him throughout the year and the shows that you've sat in on, because you only missed about a month's worth. So there you go. So that's our number 20 album. So here's how we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back on air. We'll talk about it a little bit, and we'll do that till we get down to number 11. And then next week, 10 through 1. So our number 19 album of the year is a band that I'm very excited came back this year. They are from right up the road in Massachusetts, and this is their first album in 11 years. 11 years, their first full-length album. This is Black Pyramid. And they put out a record entitled The Paths of Time Are Vast. This is Black Pyramid. It's the track The Crypt on the Borderlands. Smell Dead Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you number 19 on our year-end list. Metal Dad, tell us a little bit about what we heard and why you love it.
Yeah, Black Pyramid's a band I've followed for a long time. Their debut album came out in 2009. They have not put out a full-length record since 2013. I think they went on a hiatus there at some point, but their new album, The Paths of Time Are Vast, dropped on May 3rd through Totem Cat Records. And I really dig this. I think I was telling Candyman off air, I think they've gone a little more doomy and a little less stoner rock than some of their early stuff. And it works. I really, really dig this a lot. All right, so on to number 18 on our countdown is a band that, honestly, I wasn't really that familiar with prior to this year. And then I saw a video. It got fed to me, I think, on Instagram. And I was like, what in the hell is this? And have been a fan of this record ever since. It's a band out of Austria called Perkta. Perkta. And they have a new record out called Dumwada, which dropped in June. Now let's give you the title track off that right now. This is Perkta, Dumwada. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Und dir verkunst dir Freude, nach dir.
Metal Dad Radio Show, continuing our countdown here with number 18. I gotta say, this was one of the most unique things I've heard this year. Metal Dad, what did we just listen to?
Yeah, that was something that maybe doesn't make my top 20 every year, right? Because there's got like symphonic parts in there that I don't always jive with, but I really like this band, Percta, P-E-R-C-H-T-A. Demwada is the name of the record. June 14th, it dropped on Prophecy Productions. I just thought it was a really fun, unique record, just dark. And like I said, I saw live footage of them in my Instagram feed one day of like some festival they were playing in like the mountains of Central Europe. And they have a vibe. They have a total vibe. I dig it. All right. So on to number 17 on our countdown. And number 17 is another band from right up the road from us in Massachusetts, as we are based here in Connecticut. This is a band that put out a record through a label here in Connecticut, Red Squirrel Records. The band is Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean, and this band just absolutely crushes. And if I'm not mistaken, yes, this is the second year in a row this band has cracked my top 20. Last year, it was a record called Obsession Destruction. This year, it's their new album, Sisyphean Cruelty. This is Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean. Let's give you the track right now, Reverse Baptism. This is Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Metal Dad, I'm loving the list so far. I like everything on it, but you know, you and I share a soft spot for this band right here. You really did your thing with this pick.
There are a few times that the student teaches the master, but last year was one of those times when you found Chained at the Bottom of the Ocean and were like, hey, you should listen to this band. And I shocked the hell out of you by putting them in my top 10 last year. I really love this band. Really, really like this band a lot. Coming in at number 17, their album Sisyphean Cruelty through Red Skrull Records here in Connecticut. Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean from right up the road. That album dropped at the end of October, and it was kind of a surprise because I don't remember hearing anything about it, and all of a sudden it was like, hi, we have a record out today. And I've been listening to it pretty much nonstop ever since. All right, speaking of Connecticut, this next band is from Connecticut. This next band is from Connecticut. And it's a band I've been following for a long time, and I really like. And this new record might be their best, or one of their best for sure. The band is called Curse the Sun. And on September 6th, they dropped their new album, Delirium, through Ripple Music. Let's give you a track off it right now. This is called This Suffering Is Ours. This is Curse the Sun. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Guys,
Metal Dad radio show. Absolutely tearing it up at the year end with some local bands. I love to see it. Metal Dad, enlighten the people if they don't already know.
I know. So far, 20 through 16, they have two bands from Massachusetts and one from Connecticut. Listen, New England does metal well. Curse the Sun, one of my favorite Connecticut bands. September 6th, they dropped the new album Delirium through Ripple Music. It was fantastic. Like, these guys have put out several records over the years. And let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is our fifth full-length album. I think this might be their best, in all honesty. I just think the riffs are great. It sounds great. Awesome job. All right, so that's number 16. On to number 15. Our number 15 album of the year comes from a band out of Toronto, Canada. And this band dropped an album called Condemned to the Breaking Wheel on April 5th. The band is called Ischemic. And let's give you a track off it right now. This one's called Rust and Bones. Smell Dead Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Getting grim. You know it's only a matter of time until we do. That's how we like it here. Metal Dad, tell us about this.
Yeah, if you have Blackened and Death Doom in your description on Metal Archives, I probably like your band a lot. That's all I'm going to say. It's my jam. Ischemic is the name of the band. Condemned to the Breaking Wheel is the name of the album that came out. It's their third full-length record. First one to make our top 20. It came out April 5th. So it's been out for a while, but I really liked this record a lot. All right, so now on to our number 14 album. Number 14... this is a bit of an odd one. From a band from San Francisco, California, who I had never heard before this, and they have two other albums out, but this was their first record in 5 years. The band is called Broom. And on May 3rd, they put a record out called Martin through Magnetic Eye Records. And I really like this album. It's a unique one. Let's give you a track of it right now. This is Broom with Jimmy. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, serving some really great, weird, kind of dark ambient vibes here. I'm enjoying that a lot. Metal Dad, tell the people what we just heard.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this record a lot too. Broom is the name of the band. Martin is the name of the album. Came out on May 3rd through Magnetic Eye Records. And just, I mean, it hit for me. It hit the vocals, the guitar riffs, everything about that record is great. All right, so let's go down our last three on this episode. Number 13. Number 13 is a band from the UK who have put out a lot of great records over the years. And here's another one that they put out on September 13th through Candlelight Records. The band is Winterfillith. And they dropped a record called The Imperious Horizon, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Here's a track off that record, number 13, Winterfillith, To the Edge of Tyranny. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Dad Radio Show, once again getting grim and dark here, as we often do. And I gotta say, Mellow Dad, I like this pick a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, the last three albums in this first part of our top 20, it's grim. I'm just gonna tell you that we got three black metal records in a row, starting right there, number 13, Winter Filleth, who released The Imperious Horizon on September 13th through Candlelight Records. Love this record, love this band. Glad they're still out there churning out killer material. This next one, though, coming in at number 12, is a band that dropped their debut full-length album this year. They are from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and this is a band that I listened to a lot and just really thought this record was killer. The band is Unholy Altar, and the album is called Veil of Death, Shroud of Night. Let's give you a track of it right now. This is Unholy Altar, Abaddon. It's Mellow Dad Radio.
Destroyer, Angel of the Bottomless Pit!
Metal Dad Radio Show, not only keeping it grim, I don't know how much more grim it could get than that. That was brutal. I gotta say, Metal Dad, another album I really enjoy hearing this high. Fantastic.
Yeah, like I said, this was the debut album this year from Unholy Altar, and I cannot wait to hear more. Veil of Death, Shroud of Night, the name of the record, came out July 5th through Liminal Dread Productions. Just brutal, frostbitten, second wave styled black metal. Love it. Unholy Altar. All right, so our last song of this episode, don't forget, next week we're counting down numbers 10 through 1. The Candyman will be back with us for that episode as well. Coming in at number 11, though, to finish off the first half of our top 20 list, is a band that has been sort of the darlings of the black metal scene here in the U.S. for a couple years now, ever since their last album in 21 and an EP they put out in 22. This band is from Washington State, and their new album, Verses in Oath, came out through 20 Buck Spin all the way back in February. I thought it was the first like truly great record of 2024. This is Holder. Let's give you a track off this Holder record. We'll give you the title track, Verses in Oath. Until next week, kids. Let's go.